Turn to Proverbs 7:12. Still talking about the strange woman. This is part of the parenthetical sentence here, starting in verse 11. 11 says, she's loud and stubborn, her feet abide not in her house. Verse 12, now is she without, now in the streets, and lieth in wait at every corner. Now is she without. Without means outside, in various senses, opposed to within. It's now only literary, it says, and it's somewhat archaic. We don't typically use without in that way today. But when you read without in the Bible, it almost always, every time I can think of anyway, it means outside. So she's not inside, she's outside. Like when it says in 1 Corinthians 5 that them that are without, God judgeth. Do not we judge them that are within? So the people that are inside the church, we judge. God judges those who are outside the church. So the strange woman doesn't abide in her house, as we saw there in Proverbs 7:11. And you know, it makes sense. It's pretty hard to entice a man to commit adultery with her if she remains at home. So she heads out after her husband leaves. And we know that from verse 19. For the good man is not at home. He is gone a long journey. So it wouldn't surprise me. As soon as he walked out the door and she kissed him goodbye, she throws on her uniform and heads out, or at least waits until dark. Now, I suppose, and I didn't think about it, but in this day and age, you could be a strange woman and stay at home because you can get on, I think it's called Tinder or something, or one of these apps where people get on there to hook up. And so I suppose nowadays you don't have to stand on the corner. But in those days, you pretty much, if you want to do that dastardly deed, you got to be on the corner. It says, now is she without, now in the streets. And it's just interesting how accurate the Bible is, because whores have been walking the streets for thousands of years. Nothing's changed. You go to a major city and you'll see it today. Now, it's interesting that to see the contrast here. Wisdom cries in the streets and calls men to repentance. Proverbs 1 and verse 20. You'll remember that verse from a couple of years ago. Wisdom crieth without, it's the outside. She uttereth her voice in the streets. So there's two women out there, figuratively speaking anyway, that are crying without, uttering their voice in the streets. One is wisdom, God's word. The other one is the strange woman. She roams the streets to call men to sin. Wisdom is out there calling men to repent. And then it says, and lieth in wait at every corner. So just like a criminal lies in wait to rob and kill his victim, look at Proverbs 1 and verse 11. Remember this verse? If they say, come, let us lay wait for blood, let us lurk privily for the innocent without cause. So these criminals here, they lay wait for blood. They're just waiting. They're lurking, probably in a dark alley behind the corner or something, just waiting for some unsuspecting guy to come along that they can kill and rob. Well, just like a criminal waits to rob and kill his victim, and false teachers lie in wait to deceive. You remember that from Ephesians 4 and verse 14. Ephesians 4. In verse 14, I think we just talked about this on Sunday, if I remember right. This is the purpose of the ministry, to save us from such false teachers as this, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. She lies in wait at every corner, just like the killer, just like the false teacher. She lies in wait too. Proverbs 23 and verse 28. Because the killer and the robber are waiting to do somebody harm, to kill them, if possible. And the strange woman is doing the same thing in a spiritual way. Proverbs 23 and verse 28 says, she also lieth in wait as for a prey, and increaseth the transgressors among men. So she's similar to the other ones. She's hunting for men, just like the criminal's hunting for the man to kill him, the false teacher's hunting for the man's soul. She's hunting for the man to make him a transgressor, to take him down, to kill him, actually. Proverbs 7, verses 21 through 23, which we'll get to here in a few weeks. With her much fair speech, she caused him to yield. With the flattering of her lips, she forced him. He goeth after her straightway, as an ox goeth to the slaughter, or as a fool to the correction of the stocks. till a dart strike through his liver, as a bird hasteth to the snare and knoweth not that it is for his life. So she's doing just like those other ones that lie in wait. And just like it was that she's on the street, whores have been standing on street corners trying to catch men, to entice men to commit adultery or fornication for thousands of years. There's nothing new under the sun. And that'll take us to the last verse for tonight, verse 13. Just a quick note at the end of the sermon. The most important thing a believer in Jesus Christ can do is to be a member of one of God's true churches. If you're not already a member of one, go to pastorwagner.com/churches to see if there is a true church or other believers of like faith near you. That's pastorwagner.com/churches.